big deal yesterday, the FFA announcing the new broadcast arrangements that will see the A-League broadcast live on Fox Sports for an additional 6 years, commencing July 1, 2017. The deal totals $346 million over that six-year period, more than double the current arrangement. John Didalitzer is from the Professional Footballers Association of Australia. He joins us. John, thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Well, let's talk about what it means for the players and, you know, what changes we could have to the cap, John. I mean, what do you envisage for the players getting out of this?
Yeah, there's still a little bit of water to go under the bridge in terms of the whole quantum. You know, they've done the Fox Sports or the pay TV and digital component. They'll hopefully, early in the new year, do a deal with a free-to-air network that'll hopefully build the pie a little bit more. So once we know exactly what the free-to-air network's we'll commit, we'll have a better idea as to what the salary cap is likely to be. At the moment, an A-League team operates at a salary cap of $2.6 million per season. Based on the deal yesterday, it's likely to get up to about $3 million per season. So that represents a pretty good correction for us. We haven't had a collective pay rise across the competition for 3 or 4 years now. So it's a good opportunity to keep pace with the, you know, the ever increasing competition that the A-League has from leagues like China and Thailand and India and, you know, the burgeoning competitions of Asia. So it's a good step forward, but there's still a lot of detail to play out over the coming months.
John, what's the average A-leaguer getting at the moment?
Yeah, it's always a bit distorted with marquee players in the competition, but take the, you know, the outliers out of it, the average salary is about $130,000. Dollars, and if you build in all the marquees, it's at about $180,000 per player. So it's a reasonable amount of money. You know, people going to work, jumping into cars, so that sounds pretty good. And you know, on one level, it is. The challenge that we have as a competition is most of those guys are on 1 and 2 year deals. So you might come into the competition, earn your 80, 90 grand, but then you could be spat out pretty quickly. And it just doesn't compete well globally. So players in the Middle East, China,
yep,
they're averaging salaries of $450,000, $500,000
Huge
per season.
Money.
Yeah, so it's very difficult to firstly convince guys to commit to the A-League, and then in the second instance, help clubs build squads over a long period of time because of these short-term deals and the transients that we see.
John, this might be a naive question for me, but there is also talk of expansion of A-League. If extra clubs come in, does the pie get spread even more if that's the situation in the coming years?
That's a great question, mate. And that's some of the detail we'll need to find out. We've only seen the top line summary.
Yep.
What impact new clubs will have, firstly, on the TV deal, and then more importantly, on the distributions to the clubs from that TV deal, remains to be seen. And you know, expansion's really relevant because it'll drive the footprint across Australia or build football's footprint across the country. And it'll have, we had a lot of people coming out looking to build new franchises in the future based on what they were anticipating would be a mega TV deal. It's probably not met market expectations on some levels, and so it'll be interesting to see if all those people who are gung-ho about being part of the A-League will continue to be so.
Marquee players, and David Gallop talked about that a lot yesterday, about there's going to be adding $2 million extra to the fund to get marquee players in. We've seen Timmy Cahill, of course, Melbourne City. Do you think with this new deal we're going to see a lot more big-name marquee players join the A-League, John?
Yeah, the pot's actually $3 million that they've quoted, so it's a sizable chunk, but you put that in context, that's 4 months' salary for some of the world's leading players. That entire amount. So you might be able to buy, you know, Wayne Rooney's leg for $3 million.
It's a pretty good leg. It's a pretty good leg if you can get it.
we need to be really strategic about how we invest that, and it needs to be part of this broader vision around, you know, where we want our, you know, what we want the competition to look like. And I think investments in players like Tim are wonderful. They introduce the sport to a huge audience, and they help players who have done wonderful things to Australian football put back into the game here. We just need to be smart as to how we allocate it. You know, we're not going to win the war by doing short-term deals with players. We really need to invest in players who've got a long-term commitment to the sport.
So you're not a big, I mean, you don't think every club having a marquee player is necessarily the answer, John? You think we should be more local?
No, it needs to be strategic. I think if you look at the way Major League Soccer's done it, when they brought David Beckham in, they didn't just give him a big check and say, go out and do your stuff. They said, we want you to be a 20-year contributor to this competition. So they built a lot of commercial incentives into his deal.
Yep.
They gave him a license in Miami. So when his career finished, he could buy into an expansion club. So he's now still involved in Major League Soccer and promotes the competition and has this, you know, lifetime alignment now. We've seen the way New York City has brought in three marquees and their crowds are going through the roof. So we need to be really strategic with how we do it. So if we're bringing in a big-name player, we don't just have to write him a big fat check. We can actually introduce him and help build him into this entire competition.
Yep, and John, as a father of an 8-year-old son, and I don't hide my background being AFL, my son's showing, we're talking the dollars here and the big money, et cetera, but I like what you're saying. My son now is actually seeing A-League on TV as opposed to the English Premier League, if you like, and the interest in the game is another area that I reckon's going through the roof, and the quality of football we're seeing is another significant factor away from the pay lines, if you like.
Yeah, the quality of the game's never been in question. Over the past 6 years, the exponential growth year on year has been superb. So, you know, you listen to Ange Postecoglou and he'll talk till he's blue in the face about the quality of competition
yep.
we have here in Australia. So it's a bit of a cultural cringe to say it's not an elite competition. You know, we've seen TV ratings for A-League games far outstripping the English Premier League
yep.
audiences, and I suppose that feeds into why some were underwhelmed with the A-League deal, because Optus paid $66 million a year
yep.
for the rights to the English Premier League on an app, whereas our deals are hovering around $50 million for the entire A-League.
Hmm. Well, John, I mean, I suppose it's positive news.
Step in the right direction.
There's more money coming to the game. Obviously, you think they could have done a little bit better, but there is definitely more money coming into the A-League. That's only a good thing for your players. John, thanks very much for taking our call.
Thanks for the time, guys.